Blockbuster Nostalgia Shorts.
How we fix it.
EG Sites.
Francis Grandin here.
We're Blockbuster Nostalgia, the movie podcast. Countdown the biggest hit movies of the 1990s, one by one.
Not today, though. Today we're fixing your favorite 1980s movies.
We're fixing the Christmas classic, question mark?
Classic?
Jingle All the Way.
Oh, so Schwarzenegger, this is the one with the action.
Yes, it's me, I'm Schwarzenegger, I'm Jingle. Get the toy.
Action-packed Christmas movie, I think, right?
Yeah, I kill a man. Yeah, I kill three men. Get toy.
He rides a giant reindeer bareback through the mall, I think, tearing people apart. If I remember the movie correctly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was shooting them a lot with shotguns out of each hand.
Yeah, maybe like an awesome bow and arrow.
Oh, that would be good too.
Yeah. I think we're already fixing it.
So. we're already in the fixing part.
Let's do Schwarzenegger as like Conan.
Yeah, it's just Conan the Barbarian. So Marvel Comics, of course, famously did a lot of Conan the Barbarian comics back in the day, including a What If, in which Conan showed up in the 1980s and ended up like wearing a pimp coat and just being a ridiculous 80s character. What if that, but now...
But he has to get that toy. He has to...
Well, because the toy, see, one of the wizards from ancient days, Timon Athoth or some bullshit...
Yeah, one of those fucking...
Has cursed that toy with, I don't know, demon energy or some shit.
Yeah, or like maybe he put himself in it, so like in the 80s he gets to come
back.
Or
maybe he trapped like one of Conan's lady loves.
Ah, inside of the toy.
And so now Conan has to get the toy... But Sinbad, who is now, of course, Sinbad the Adventurer, because this is now a badass action.
Yeah, because it's a badass action movie. Yeah. All right. Like from the seventh voyage of Sinbad, the Ray Harryhausen movie. So it's a lot of stop motion stuff. A
lot of stop motion, and which would be great for toys.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah.
Because all the toys can come alive in a cool stop motion sequence.
Where, Sinbad fights him with a sword.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
they have to square off against each other.
That's right.
Also, it's still the hottest selling toy ever. In the movie, so there's still tons and tons of people everywhere,
right?
For them to horribly slaughter,
because Conan don't give a shit.
No, he's trying to get his love.
Yeah, exactly. If you're gonna get in his way, don't be weak.
Yeah, and neither does Sinbad.
Yeah,
he has no idea what's going on.
No, he's just trying to go on fucking adventures.
He rode it in on
voyages.
A fucking giant ship,
looking for golden fleeces and shit.
Yeah, with 15 men.
Yeah.
Including Samson, if I remember correctly, or Hercules. Including Hercules.
Sure, why not?
Pretty sure. But now Conan has to fight. They have to fight each other in the mall full of people.
Well, so does Conan end up fighting Hercules? And if so, is that Hercules from New York?
Yeah, of course. Of course it's Hercules from New York.
So it's a dubbed over Arnold fighting real Arnold.
Yes, it's a dubbed over ridiculous haircut Arnold.
Yes.
Fighting badass fucking ridiculous haircut Conan Arnold.
Yeah, Conan Arnold.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, in the mall. And then like, obviously Sinbad.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and slaughtering people left and right. Fighting again. Riding a giant reindeer with huge fucking antlers.
Oh, yeah. Just the most fucking dire,
badass.
Metal-ass, fucking... Every time you see this reindeer, the deepest death metal.
Yeah, and he's like pitch black.
Yeah, pitch black and bleeding from his eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And his mouth.
Bright red eyes.
Yeah.
And like it jumps through the fucking plate glass window of the mall.
He gores like... 80 dudes.
Yeah, it takes on the Christmas tree by itself. It's all covered in like Christmas tree leavings and shit.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and Conan's just fucking swiping back, heads rolling everywhere.
Heads rolling, yeah.
Everywhere. And maybe we throw
And then, you know, Santa and the elves show up, but now they're Lord of the Rings elves, and Conan has to just slaughter them all.
Oh, now he has to have a fight with a badass Santa
with
Lord
a
of the Rings.
With a badass Santa Lord of the Rings elves.
Yeah, shooting arrows at him and shit.
That's right.
And they're all very beautiful.
They're just beautiful men that Conan has to chop down after deflecting their arrows.
Yep, not leaving prints on the snow. Yeah. If we can get some good head rolling gags. Like
one goes
down a bowling alley and
yes.
like gets a strike.
Well, they're in a mall.
Yeah, they're in a mall. So
there's an endless gas.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them pops into an Orange Julius cup.
Yeah.
And someone's like,
what's this? Yeah. It rolls into the FAO Schwartz and you just hear all the kids screaming in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, heads rolling.
Someone buys like a $3,000 suit and is like, they'll be impressed with my $3,000, and then just blood
everywhere,
guts in all over the suit.
And he's like, oh man, what else could go wrong? And then his head gets chopped off.
That's perfect.
Yep, perfect. Flies off into the fountain. Yeah. Now the fountain's bright red,
bright crimson red
with blood.
Yeah.
people running left and right, and just an array of monsters fighting each other. And then
we get some demons in there, because then the wizard has to show up eventually and just demon it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
there's
just
fucking monsters everywhere.
Exactly. And then, you know, he has already killed Hercules in New York.
Yeah.
In a badass one-on-one battle.
Fucking cool.
That we can do.
But now he makes zombie ape Hercules that is now played by the Big Show, who's in the movie. But now he's wearing like a giant ape costume.
Yeah. And like covered in human pelt, I'd say. Yeah. So he's gross.
Just disgustingly gross.
Oh, maybe he's wearing the Hercules from New York's skin
on top of him.
On top of him.
And then they have to have just the most brutal of fights.
Yeah, and he's a good amount taller than Conan.
Oh yeah,
he fights the fucking reindeer, because he's probably as tall as that reindeer.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh man, and like grabbing onto the horns and doing that thing where he's like twisting his head and shit. It gets like impaled for a little bit, and then carried through.
Yeah,
and he like has to lift himself off of the fucking horns and grab it and like turn. Oh man, I'm super into this. And then right when he's about to kill the fucking reindeer.
That's when Conan shows up.
Yep, Conan shows up and like sword through.
Yeah.
Like sword through, and then like musters the strength to pick him up and flip him over.
Oh, nice.
Into the fireplace, I guess.
Yeah,
giant fireplace.
Exactly. There's now a huge fireplace in the middle
of
this mall.
You know, it's Christmas.
Yeah. And then once he throws in there, it's like that scene from the movie where he turns into spirits and ghosts and shit.
Yep, and fly off.
Yeah.
People are like, I just wanted Christmas shopping. Phil Hartman's throwing some jokes. You know, he's there.
Yeah, yeah. Phil Hartman's still... You need a comic relief.
Yeah, yeah. You get that Phil Hartman voice. Making some jokes. Getting the yucks.
Now he's... You know, they don't have Mako or, like, the archer dude. So now he's got to be, like, the Conan sidekick guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's, like, the wisecracking Conan sidekick.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
And he's wearing his, like
he's regular... still wearing a sweater vest.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Regular 90s dad outfit. Yeah, sweater vest and chinos.
Yeah, perfect.
Yep, just cracking wines left and right. By the end, he's drenched in blood. But he makes it. He makes it alive.
Wow.
He makes it alive on the... He's the one that shows up at the end. Once everything is over and Conan is, like, breathing super heavily... Like kissing that his love that he pulled out of the toy and stuff.
Right.
Like, guess who rides up accidentally, like riding backwards on the reindeer? Phil Hartman.
Perfect.
Hey, did we win? Wah, wah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Conan lifts him off, but with one hand, gets down there with his lady and rides off into the sunset.
What a fucking movie we just made.
Yep. We really fixed Jingle.
We really fucking fixed this one. All right, if you like that, check out our other podcasts. We're everywhere podcasts are. Breaking down 90s movies. You'll enjoy it. Blockbuster Nostalgia.
Yeah, share, like, comment, all that good stuff. We love you.